This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home.
Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch.
The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed.
And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents. Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Hey guys, welcome back. You're watching Netflix Picks. We've got big news here. We're talking The Order, Juanita, our top upcoming three releases, and other news right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Stacey's mom got it going on. Stacey's, that's what's in my brain.
Just sing it. So,
you're welcome.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Stacey's mom's got... I don't even know how that song... I haven't listened to it in a long time, but it's just in my brain.
An old song.
Yeah, it reminded me because of what we'll be talking about later.
Coming soon. Okay. Well, hey guys, welcome back. I'm Rick Hong, and on the other side of the table, I have... Whoever wants to chime in.
Hi, it's me, Ashley. Ashley Chaney, Ashley on camera. Hey guys, good to see you. Happy Sunday.
Hey guys, what's up? My name's Amy Cassandra Martinez. Hey, what's up?
So who is it next to you, Amy?
Yeah. Hey, wait, okay, remember guys, right now, it is 7, or maybe just a little bit after 7 p.m., not 6 p.m.?
No, it would be earlier. We lost a whole hour today.
What's great about this, though, is that it gets darker later, finally. You don't feel like you need to go to sleep at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
I mean, I still feel that.
I would go to sleep right now if you told me, go to sleep.
Okay.
So, okay, well, happy, I don't know, daylight savings time or saving time
spring,
is what they say.
Spring forward,
yeah.
I really forgot about it this morning, honestly.
Because who watches news? Yeah, yeah. Like, who reminds us?
So if you're clicked on and you're like, why is this show on an hour earlier? That's not true. We're on at the right time. You just didn't change your clock.
Yeah, see, my car clock thing said that. And I was like, whoa, what's going on? Things were really crazy this morning.
All right, guys, we are talking Netflix originals, film and television. And a series came out last weekend, and we all managed to watch it, mm-hmm. called Losers. Mm-hmm. And this is a series, like a reality series about people that overcome. And, whatever sport that you may be in and how they tackled adversity, mm-hmm. to overcome that. So hence called Losers. And Amy and Ashley, I think you guys, you ladies, watched the same episode.
Yeah.
For episode one, yeah. Mm-hmm. I like to, when there's a new season or series that drops, I like to start with episode one because I figure they want us to watch the first episode for a reason. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to get kind of the flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And I also totally didn't know what it was about. I watched it blindly. I thought it was going to be like a comedy.
You watched it? Oh, you thought it was a TV series. You thought it was scripted.
Totally.
Yeah, okay.
So it was a fun turn. And I box myself. So episode one is about a boxer, uh-huh. Michael Bent, and ironically was a world champion. So it wasn't that it was really chronicling his loss as much as it was his unexpected championship and then ultimately failure, which led to this huge, Hollywood career, which is mm-hmm. also something I can relate to.
Amy, what do you think?
I thought it was really cool. The only exposure I have to boxing is Rocky. Of course.
Oh, of course.
So I love boxing for that very reason. Mm-hmm. But I've never heard of him.
I had not heard. I mean, I had never heard of him either. Yeah. But there were some awesome cameos in episode one. I mean, it's not a spoiler, but Mickey Rourke, you guys. Rourke shows up.
That's true. There's a point, right? There's a point in time where he was like a big celebrated actor, mm-hmm. and then he decided to go be a boxer for a little bit, and hence maybe why his face looks not as good as it could look as it did, because he was really handsome in the 80s.
Mickey Rourke?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Huh.
Didn't know that. Not my style. Not my type. Not my type.
I don't know. Trust me. If you saw 9.5 weeks, Ashley, you might be like, yeah, that's my type.
He was in 9.5 weeks?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Him and Kim Basinger.
I only saw 10.5 weeks, though. I don't know what you're talking about.
You're the dragon.
I will say, as a caveat to those who are wondering, you know, tone and theme, the episode one, at least, was wrought with, like, curse words from second one. So don't watch it with family. It's definitely...
No, don't. It's not that don't watch it with family. It's just don't watch it with kids.
Don't watch it with kids, I should say, yes.
Well,
yes.
Or families that don't, like... Cuss words.
You know, yeah, if you're sensitive to profanity, I mean, the first, you know, it's a lot of profanity.
So for me, it was interesting because I know that this was the first episode and I was going to be intrigued, except I grew up, when I watched, like, thinking of boxing, I think of, like, Iron Mike Tyson.
They talked about Tyson, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah, no, but I mean, but that's more of the stuff that I was hoping for when it came to the boxing stuff. People that I knew, Iron Mike Tyson, this guy named James Buster Douglas, Lennox Lewis, mm-hmm. like Douglas. You know, those are the type, like a Vander Holyfield. More the heavyweights. And mm-hmm. so it actually caused me to kind of go through to see what the other series were. Mm-hmm. And keep in mind, guys, there's 8 episodes of Losers. They're roughly around 30 minutes. Mm-hmm, I actually watched the longest one, 37 minutes. And the reason I did is because one of the most fascinating sports ever created.
It's pretty awesome.
In the history of the world. Curling.
Curling is a miracle.
And I got exactly what I wanted from this episode in terms of knowing what the history of curling is, how you play the game. And what made this one great is this really just started off as a club sport. Just guys in Canada from different provinces that would play against each
That's
other.
Cool.
They would be, yeah, they'd be drinking, they'd be smoking while they're playing.
So Canada.
And it was about one of the guys, it was about a defeat of one of the guys, and he was so angry about how he lost, mm-hmm. that he had a whole new set of principles and ideas about how to play the sport, what they needed to do, and his way actually changed the way that people played. Other people like did curling for a long time, so much so it made it so boring that they actually had to change the rules so you couldn't play like that anymore. The best example I have is this year's Super Bowl, where it was a very defensive Super Bowl, so it made it very, very boring. So mm-hmm. imagine if you had to tell people like you can't play this type of defensive way to make it more exciting. And so the episode's fascinating. This one's 37 minutes. Yeah. And if you ever wanted to know anything about curling, this one is the one to watch.
How did curling become a sport? That's what I want to know. Like, how did brushing snow away become
well,
a sport?
I don't know if they
I
go
mean, if
that
they were already... They were already smoking and they were drinking. I'm thinking...
Guys, I've gone
keep in mind... Hey, I apologize because I know we have... Canadian viewers, but you know, hey, we're Americans are here.
Well, I mean,
and sometimes I like to say,
I think it's curiosity more than anything.
But sometimes I like to say, you know, Canada has certain things backwards at the same time, so does America.
We're crazy here. I don't know.
So it's a triple recommend.
Yeah. I think especially because there's, you know, each episode is different. So if you're not a huge curling fan, get on it. But, you know, there's other things for you. And it really helps you look at life differently.
Absolutely.
You're not a loser. You're a winner.
Yeah. it's all about adversity.
Like flipping perspective, yes.
And the truth is, everybody, there isn't a single person that I've ever talked to that's not fascinated on some end with curling. Because it's such a weird, the rules, the way they play it. I mean, sitting there scrubbing with this brush to either get the big old heavy rock to either go faster or slower. I mean.
I would love to, you know, go chat with some curlers and be like, hey,
I truly don't
show me.
I truly don't know the objective of the game. Like, are they supposed to get it in?
How many people get how many of those, like, blocks, like, in the circle?
Okay, in the circle. Kind of like.
Darts, playing darts or playing shuffleboard.
Shuffleboard
and this have very similar themes for sure.
Mm. All right, cool.
Life-changing game right there.
So Something else that dropped this weekend, 10 episodes, about an hour each. Mm-hmm. Apparently, Netflix has a new fascination with magic. So, a few months ago, their big title, which makes sense because Riverdale is so successful, is, you know, was Sabrina.
Yeah.
The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
It's also a remake, yeah.
And then Sci-Fi has a great show called The Magicians.
Yeah.
And The Magicians showed up on Netflix. So what I watched is The Order. I watched an episode of it. It's an episode just a little bit over. This is the world of magicians meets werewolves.
Magicians meets werewolves.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of it has like an underworldish theme where you have, you know, vampires and werewolves. In this situation, you have magicians and werewolves. And the beginning episode, you know, they tease where the werewolves, but I gotta say, for me, I didn't this one really was like 50 minutes to an hour. It didn't capture me.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, it doesn't really make me want to go to episode two. Like, a friend of mine that watched it said, why don't you just go to episode 10 then? Just go just and just say like, hey, was it good or was it not good? Just speed up all the way to the end. But instead, I was like,
it would probably be hard to understand.
Yeah.
Who do you think is like the perfect genre, like the perfect audience for this show?
No, that's what I'm saying. If you like magic, magicians, you like fantasy,
but you do like magicians.
And this is like, I mean, it's like that. Yeah, it fits very much the genre of Sabrina. Like you're in that teen, because the lead is just going to college.
Okay. Yeah, well, then this isn't your demo. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's not my demo, but like even the storytelling wasn't kind of my thing. And the biggest actor that I could pull out of there, there's two. Matt Frewer, who is the original Max Headroom, if you know the 80s. You know, the Coca-Cola face.
Are you okay?
No, that's Max Headroom.
I don't know.
Steve Egbert in the thing. Can you put up a picture of Max Headroom on our board?
Yes, sir. One moment, sir.
Do you know who he's talking about, Engineer Steve?
Absolutely.
Oh, dang
it. Watch Back to the Future Part 2.
Okay, all right, that's Part fair. 2. Okay. Who does he play?
It was a little cameo of him inside the diner with the Pepsi ad. Actually, it was, or no, was that with Ronald Reagan? I'm sorry.
Anyways, so Matt Frewer like shows. I mean, clearly, like he's older than he was back then, and like in when you guys see the visual of Max Headroom, it's a little different. But he and then Sam Trammell, who was in True Blood, who played Sam in True Blood, and funny enough, in True Blood, he played a shapeshifter, and 9 times out of 10, he was always like a dog or something.
So he's a werewolf in this?
I never watched True Blood.
I didn't get that. I didn't get far enough, but I just thought that it was interesting. And you know, it's funny, Amy. Like you and I went to a carpet today, and he's in the new Nancy Drew movie, which comes out in theaters on March 15th.
My birthday.
This is Max Headroom.
Nope.
I don't think so.
Fail.
Wait. I haven't seen it like up close, so maybe.
Yeah. It's not striking a bell. But while Steve's pulling up that picture, Amy did show me a picture of young Mickey Rourke, and I gotta say, still not my type. Sorry.
What?
Sorry. He's too pretty.
I had a hard time finding him.
Hey, you know what? I'm glad that you know that. I'm glad that you recognize and know that. All right, guys. Well, that's Max Headroom. But it's Matt Frewer was the guy that actually played him. It was a marketing thing for Coca-Cola initially. Then they tried doing it as a TV series, I believe, on ABC, and clearly it failed because it was like the Geico caveman. You just don't do it. Sometimes it works as a commercial. It doesn't work as a television series. 9.9 times out of 10, it never does.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyways,
I forgot that was a
fun facts. So I had time to watch Juanita. Which is a Netflix original film.
Mm-hmm.
And if you guys watched Luke Cage, then you clearly know who Alfre Woodard is.
Yes.
And so she plays Juanita. And it's basically a little bit like this TV show back in the 80s as well called Northern Exposure. She is in this town. She has like kind of like these deadbeat kids, deadbeat job. And she finally is like, you know what? I need to do something different. She picks to go to Butte, Montana.
Okay.
And she meets a whole array of like new character, and it's kind of a fish out of water, but it's a feel good hour and a half film. She's amazing in it. Yeah, like I said, if you liked Northern Exposure, like it's...
That's the show where the moose was, like the opening credits, there was a moose walking through the street.
So, here's to give you a little, since I've been talking about it, Northern Exposure is this Dr. Rob Morrow in the TV series who has to go to like Alaska
as a doctor.
And then he's got to acquaint himself with all the kind of things there. So imagine, like, you take her and you put her in Butte, Montana, you know, where like the whole population is not...
There's probably not a lot of people of color.
Yeah, like she's like only really... well, she comes across people who are like American Indian there.
Oh, okay.
But so there are some color, but like, right. But like, it's just kind of a whole just kind of fish out of water going to this like weird town, small town. But it's a good feel. I mean, she's brilliant in everything she does.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
So yeah, if you just want something that's like, you don't have to think too hard.
Easy watching.
You know that you want just to be put in a good mood, have some laughs. Juanita is a recommend on my end.
Awesome.
And Amy, you watched something. I know of it, but you watched something called Workin' Moms.
Mm-hmm. Without the G. Workin'.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Moms.
Workin'.
Yeah, I kept forgetting that, you know, you don't pronounce the G. It is 13 episodes. Yes, each one about 20, 30 minutes. And it's mostly, I mean, so it was created by Katherine Reitman, and she's in the show itself. It is about working moms.
Keep an idea that Katherine Reitman is the daughter of Ivan Reitman. So if you liked Ghostbusters, Caddyshack, Animal House, Animal House, that's her dad. And her brother is the Oscar nominated Jason Reitman.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay, cool.
So she's like, dad's a director.
Is that
brother's
Miranda
director.
From Sex and the City? No.
No.
Okay. So. Red hair. Can't see.
It's pretty, I have to say, the first like 5 minutes, you're seeing these ladies' boobs, like all these women, and they're
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I missed Rick's that 5 minutes. I must have caught it around 10 or 15 minutes. Yeah. Now I'm definitely going home tonight. That's the first thing that I'm watching.
It's very, they're very, very open about being moms, like new moms. And so you see all of that. And I think it's interesting because people, when they touch on this in, you know, movies and TV, it's like, oh, the mom's got to go to work. They don't really, really dig into it that well. And you see Katherine Reitman's character having to struggle with like, oh, so you've been gone for a while. Mm-hmm. And this guy kind of wants your job, and then having to do that. But then also being like, uh-oh, I'm lactating. Crap. You know, all these things. And then you go back home and then like missing certain moments. And it's a lot. I think it's important for people to watch this to really understand how hard it is to be, I imagine, a working mom.
And keep in mind that Netflix is one of the few companies that actually implemented a new rule that there is no limitation on when you have a kid, when like maternity leave, when you specifically need to come back.
Ah, great.
Whereas most jobs, I believe, they either will pay for maternity leave or they won't. I mean, you're still welcome to come back to your job, but they won't pay for you to have that time off.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it lasts maybe, if you're lucky, 3 months.
Yeah, the same.
Maybe like 4 might be pushing it. Yeah. But Netflix is one that says like doesn't have a time limit on how long you want to be away for maternity leave.
Good for you, Netflix.
Is this supposed to be a comedy?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. It certainly is a comedy. There's a lot
Katherine Reitman's a comedic actress.
Cool. Funny moments. I've only seen 2 episodes, but they're super easy to watch. Like
half hour
30 minutes. Certainly fun. There's one character that she literally just popped out a kid, and then she's like, crap, she's pregnant again. I'm not going to tell you who.
That happens.
But then you see that, you know, evolution, like everything going on in her mind, and then she tells her husband, and he's like, this is great. This is my chance to grow. And it's just like, it's all these things. It's really funny, but it also really opens your eyes to like, whoa.
How many episodes did you watch?
Two.
Two.
Out of 30.
Okay. No, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'd continue watching it. Like, maybe. Because right now, I'm pretty dedicated to one day at a time. So.
Good.
And which means that I will be on the after show just right after this at 8 p.m. If you haven't changed your clock at 8 p.m. And next week, we'll actually be wrapping up One Day at a Time and have actress Sheridan Pierce as a guest on that. But let me get back to this right now.
That's nice. I did that for you, of course.
Ashley, what can the people do for us?
Well, I'll tell you exactly what they can do, but I want to add in one more Netflix original that we quickly chatted about.
No. We got time.
So this weekend, I got invited to Tony Robbins' Unleash the Power Within, which is people are like 50-50 on Tony Robbins. They either think he's a crazy cult leader, or they're like, oh my God, he changed my life.
Or they don't know about him.
Or they don't know him like Amy. So if you're in the comments, let us know yay or nay for Tony Robbins. I'm team Tony Robbins. I really like what he's about. But there is a documentary, a Netflix original documentary. It's been on for a while. I've watched it.
It's been out there, yeah.
Yeah, it's been out for a while. It's called I Am Not Your Guru. And whether or not you're team Tony or not, it's a really interesting watch and kind of a look behind the curtain.
Very own AfterBuzz TV founder,
that's
Maria
correct.
Menounos, happens to be on this special, or at least see her.
She definitely has a piece of this. So I know that the founders of AfterBuzz are really into Tony and what he's all about. And yes, you will see she gives a very candid interview about her desire to have children. So you can kind of see firsthand how Maria has interacted with Tony and how it's shaped and, I guess, changed her life too. So I'm really excited to be going to Tony's seminar this weekend, and in preparation, I'm going to be
watching. But if you don't know him, can you call him? Maybe you should call him Mr. Robbins, or maybe you should call him Anthony.
I'm just going to avoid eye contact. That's my game plan. I'm like, don't call me on stage.
One of the few times on this panel, but I'll back Ashley Chaney on this one.
Yes!
I found it to be very, very good. Coming from a guy who actually listened to one of his books on tape.
Which one?
Which I don't remember what it was called. I found it very, very, and this is where I can see where people are 50%. I found it very underwhelming because the whole time he's talking and I'm listening to the books on tape as I'm driving or books on CD, it was like, you know, let me tell you about my life. And, you know, 5 years ago, I saw this, like, chopper, and I dreamed about having this chopper in this house. And then 5 years later, I got it. And it's like, great, man. What did you do? And it's like, because I thought of it, it happened. Which I do believe you do need to put things out there. But, like, dude, there's a lot more things that need to happen. And in this one, it was great to see him do this seminar and break people down. Like, if you watch one of the people is very kind of just suicidal depressed.
Yeah.
And
it's really powerful.
And what he basically tells the person, and this is what I found to be valuable, is how old are you? And he says, like, I'm 27 or something. He's like, you think that you need to be at a certain place by the time, like, your age. He's like, but you have a whole life to live. You know, like, you're probably setting goals that might be too far ahead of where you need to be. And what I took, the value that I always take from this is set smaller, achievable goals and then reset some new goals versus, because there's too many people in this world because of the world that we live in that people are like, I'm going to be a millionaire by the time I'm 30, which I think is the stupidest thing to say. It's great to say it, maybe have the vision, put it out there, but the reality is, like, not everybody is going to be that. It's not because people don't put it out in the world. It's not because they don't believe it. It's not because they don't say it. It's just set something that's more achievable and then build up to that and see where it's at. So that's where it's, but in the meantime, Ashley.
Yes. In the meantime, so whatever you're watching, you guys, thank you for joining us here on AfterBuzz TV's main channel. We love you guys so much, and we want to thank you for helping us to become the ESPN of TV talk. So make sure you are subscribed to this channel right now. If you aren't, hit that subscribe button. And we have lots of other channels which are on some side of your screen, left maybe, the right, that you can subscribe to as well, such as, Rick, which channel are you over on tonight?
AfterBuzz TV Comedies.
AfterBuzz TV Comedies. Mm-hmm. And what about you?
Mostly just here.
No, but well, you're just on Popcorn Talk.
Popcorn Talk,
yeah. Our sister station.
We also have a fun Red Carpets channel where you can see some interviews where I actually talked with Maria on the red carpet last week at the Beverly Hills Dog Show. So whichever one you want to subscribe to, make sure you subscribe to at least one of our channels so you can stay in tune with all the cool things that we've got going on for you. And if you're worried about those notifications, don't be. You can totally turn them off. But most importantly, you'll be able to see the newest stuff that's coming from us as soon as you subscribe and leave us comments saying that you did so. We love you so much. Thank you for subscribing.
And everything else that is on Netflix, ladies, you both watched, which I understand. This is a revisit, maybe a hidden gem. You know, Bend and Snap.
The Bend and Snap.
Legally Blonde.
Like, it's hard.
Legally Blonde.
The Bend and Snap. This must have just dropped because as soon as I saw it on my queue, I was like, Legally Blonde!
Go ahead,
Amy. Talk to us.
This is a way of life.
Okay,
yes,
keep going.
Yes, it's so freaking quotable. It's inspiring.
Starring Reese Witherspoon.
with her spoon and with all her talent, I'd have to say, yeah, it's just as amazing as I remember it being when I, you know, first watched it.
18 years ago.
Stop it.
This movie released in 2001, y'all.
Stop.
And Reese Witherspoon looks like she's only aged about 5 years.
I know,
since
she looks just as fantastic.
It's amazing.
It's a classic. I started this movie and I was like, uh-oh, wait a second. Is this going to stand up to the like feminist standards that I have now? And I'm like, oh, yeah. It totally does. They're totally calling standards out right on their face. And she's just unapologetically feminine. And it's actually really, really delightful and enjoyable to watch.
And, you know, looking right now at the director, Robert Luketic. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right.
Rob Luketic, yeah.
Yeah, so he also directed Monster in Law, The Ugly Truth, which I also really like.
But you also kind of like Monster in Law.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but The Ugly Truth, yeah, yeah. I think The Ugly Truth sometimes gets a bad rap because of Katherine Heigl.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's interesting because I feel like this is, like I said, it's very quote-worthy. It's like up there for me with Mean Girls. And it's like, you can throw these lines out there like no problem. And even from the first, like you said, you know, it's still very feminist, you know, from the first few scenes, you're like, yeah, like she is going to go be a freaking lawyer. She's going to go to Harvard Law School. Like she can do anything. And then I have to say that when she's studying for those LSATs, she made it look so much fun and like the greatest thing in the world.
No, that when LSAT's not.
I remember studying in school and I was like, if Elle can do it, I can do it. So thank you, Elle, from all of us.
Oh, cool. It's a classic. Stands the test of time.
Another classic in certain people's realms, and I've got a good story after Ashley Chaney talks about it. The Notebook.
The Notebook. This is, I have like three movies that I go to when I need a good cry.
Okay.
Like when I need, it's a P.S. I Love You and The Notebook when I'm like, I really need to cry. I can't think of my third right now, but those two for sure. And I've been searching Netflix forever for The Notebook. So I'm so glad that it's finally out because.
Keep in mind, this is something that dropped on Netflix and in the UK.
Yes.
Somehow they had the wrong version. Or like they had a version with the wrong ending.
No.
Or completely different.
Yes.
People went ape.
That's what I was looking for.
They went
what
ape.
What was the ending?
And
it was something about awakening.
No, I know because I don't want to spoil it. I don't want to spoil it on here for the people that haven't seen it.
You haven't seen The Notebook?
No, I have, but I haven't seen that
ending.
I'll tell you about it after this.
You can go look it up if you're curious, though, because it's definitely online.
Follow us on Twitter, too.
I just don't want to have any spoilers in case you really want to go to The Notebook. Otherwise, you'll be really angry at this panel, but
This movie came out the year I graduated high school. So this came out in 2004. This movie's 14 years old, and I still remember watching the VMAs when Rachel
Ryan
McAdams
Gosling
and
Rachel
Ryan
McAdams
Gosling
like
recreated. Yeah, it was like thing.
That run. Oh, I just got chills.
Some fun facts is they actually, for the longest time, just like Jennifer Grey and Patrick Swayze in Dirty Dancing, they actually like, once they started shooting it, they hated each other.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
It hurts my soul to
hear
that.
But then they dated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Jennifer Grey and Patrick Swayze didn't date.
No, but they hated, but like they initially hated each other from before, did Dirty Dancing, and then just had that incredible chemistry.
Wow, yeah.
So.
Yeah, their chemistry was. And oh, P.S., if you want some auxiliary content for this, you should watch Rachel McAdams' audition for The Notebook on YouTube. It's a classic.
So good. Okay.
So, Amy, who is in our chat?
Well, people are a little quiet today. But
it's because I'm telling you, 7 p.m.
Daylight
saving time. Okay, go
ahead. It's all right. So we got a couple people. Yash Srivastava.
Ooh, new. Thank you. Welcome.
You, right?
Hello.
And then, you know, Star Drew.
Hey, Star Drew.
Star Drew, what's up? Of course, Star Drew. Always appreciate that you're watching. And I know, I think you're from Canada, so just.
Sorry about that.
Never mind my joke. But I talked to you about curling, right? I talked it up. I talked it up, so you know. Okay, guys. And in Netflix news. There is a book series that's been out for a long time called The Babysitter's Club.
Yes!
As if it's not like a world famous book
So Netflix is turning it into a TV series.
As
it should. On their platform.
It was already a TV series. Babysitter's Club was already a TV series. So this is a remake.
Because this is how Ashley Chaney learned how to try to be a babysitter.
This is how I thought I was going to take over my neighborhood. I was going to be the boss babysitter. And I actually did have a lot of clients, but it didn't work out long term for me.
Well, that's all right. I
needed a club. I needed a babysitter's club.
Exactly. We should start our
own. When does this, do we know when it comes out?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Okay. They just announced that it's gonna.
This is where
it's gonna be. But also some controversy, and we've talked about this over a period of time since we first started. Is there's been controversy that Steven Spielberg has been kind of trying to ban or being vocal about no streamers like Netflix at the Oscars.
Yeah. I've heard that this is literally not even true. Like,
right. That's what I'm saying. There's some controversy that he's saying it versus not saying it.
There are no direct quotes from him. So I'm like, guys, let's calm down. Everything's fine. Let's just stop. Mm-hmm. That's it. So
I have to believe that Steven Spielberg is about filmmakers first, period, whatever platform they're on. I believe he would support
filmmakers. And that's kind of Netflix's stance is just that, you know, we're just trying to give out content to the people and, you know, right, people that are creating, they may not, and just like being voices being heard. And, you know, unfortunately, like, theatrically, there's only so many releases.
Yeah. It's expensive. So, super expensive. This is such a more accessible way to get content out to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes, like, I don't even want to go outside.
Yeah, me
if it's
either.
Cold or rainy
Who
or
wants
both.
To put on pants?
No, we love Netflix. That's the way we do the show. But, I mean, exactly. But it also leads into our top three upcoming releases, which the big release coming up on the 13th is Triple Frontier. I've been waiting for this one for a while.
Yes.
But, like, Ben Affleck is in this. Mm-hmm. Oscar Isaac is in this. Love I mean, Oscar these guys Isaac. Are yeah. movie stars. I mean, Oscar Isaac, you know, Star Wars, you know, Ben Affleck, Batman. I mean, so, and there, and this is
Ex Machina.
Exactly, Ex Machina. But this is Netflix, which I want to say Netflix has only had some, like, really big theatrical type movies. There's Roma, Bird Box, and Bright. Are the ones that come to my mind in terms of things that, wow, shouldn't this one be in a theater versus, Netflix picked it up.
Dumpling. I mean, they had Jennifer Aniston. That was a big movie.
Yeah, but Dumpling, Dumpling.
I would have seen that in theaters for sure.
Dumpling? No, it was a good movie, but that one's give or take. Like, that could have been straight to video in some other realms. So,
Triple Frontier. that's the movie that Ben Affleck was on when he and Jennifer Garner split.
Okay,
I believe.
And then we've got Arrested Development 5B, which I'm assuming that Steve Kaufman might cover next week when he's back. Mm. And Queer Eye Season 3, which I know Amy Cassandra Martinez will be covering when she's back.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
And finally, big news. Hey, guys, next week will be my last episode on this panel, so make sure to tune in. But in the meantime, Amy Cassandra Martinez, where can everybody find you?
Crying.
Yes. On all social media at Amy Cassandra MTZ.
Guys, you never wanted to talk to Rick anyway, so just talk to me online. Find me everywhere at Ashley on Camera, and I'll talk to you there.
Yeah, when they say they're crying, those are tears of joy. Yeah, and you guys can find me on all social media at Rick Hong, R-E-C-K-H-O-N-G. But I will be here next week at 7 p.m. By then, your clocks will be like whatever. But in the meantime, if you miss me that much, you can catch me in about 15 minutes or 10 minutes. After Buzz TV Comedies, One Day at a Time, Season 3 After Show. Next week, guys.
Have a good week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to After Buzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.
Is this supposed to be a comedy?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. It certainly is a comedy. There's
a
lot
Catherine Reitman's
a
comedic actress.
Cool. Funny moments. I've only seen two episodes, but they're super easy to watch, like
half
30 minutes. Certainly fun. There's one character that... She literally just popped out a kid, and then she's like, crap, she's pregnant again. I'm not going to tell you who.
That happens.
Yeah.
But
then you see that, you know, evolution, like everything going on in her mind, and then she tells her husband, and he's like, this is great. This is my chance to grow. And it's just like, it's all these things. It's really funny, but it also really opens your eyes to like, whoa.
How many episodes did you watch?
Two.
Two.
Out of 30.
Okay. No, that's great. 13. That's great.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I'd continue watching it. Like, maybe. Because right now I'm pretty dedicated to One Day at a Time. So.
Okay.
And which means that I will be on the after show just right after this at 8 p.m. If you haven't changed your clock at 8 p.m. And next week, we'll actually be wrapping up One Day at a Time and have actress Sheridan Pierce as a guest on that. But let me get back to this right now.
That's nice. I did that for you, of course.
Ashley, what can the people do for us?
Well, I'll tell you exactly what they can do, but I want to add in one more Netflix original.
Oh, yeah,
that we
yeah. Let's
quickly
do it.
Chatted about.
No. We got time. We got time.
This weekend, I got invited to Tony Robbins' Unleash the Power Within, which is people are like 50-50 on Tony Robbins. They either think he's a crazy cult leader, or they're like, oh my God, he changed my life.
Or they don't know about him.
Or they don't know him like Amy. So if you're in the comments, let us know yay or nay for Tony Robbins. I'm team Tony Robbins. I really like what he's about. But there is a documentary, a Netflix original documentary. It's been on for a while. I watched it.
It's been out there, yeah.
Yeah, it's been out for a while. It's called I Am Not Your Guru. And whether or not you're team Tony or not, it's a really interesting watch and kind of a look behind the curtain.
Very own AfterBuzz TV founder,
that's
Maria
correct.
Menounos, happens to be on this special, or at least
she
you
does.
See her.
What? She definitely has a piece of this. So I know that the founders of AfterBuzz are really into Tony and what he's all about. And yes, you will see she gives a very candid interview about her desire to have children.
Wow.
So you can kind of see firsthand how Maria has interacted with Tony and how it's shaped and, I guess, changed her life too. So I'm really excited to be going to Tony's seminar this weekend. And in preparation, I'm going to be
watching. But if you don't know him, can you call him Tony? Maybe you should call him Mr. Robbins, or maybe you should call him Anthony.
I'm just going to avoid eye contact. That's my game plan. I'm like, don't call me on change.
One of the few times on this panel, but I'll back Ashley Chaney on this one.
Yes!
I found it to be very, very good. Coming from a guy who actually listened to one of his books on tape.
Which one?
Which I don't remember what it was called. I found it very, very, and this is where I can see where people are 50%. I found it very underwhelming because the whole time he's talking and I'm listening to the books on tape as I'm driving or books on CD, it was like, you know, let me tell you about my life. And, you know, 5 years ago, I saw this, like, chopper, and I dreamed about having this chopper in this house. And then 5 years later, I got it. And it's like, great, man. What did you do? And it's like, because I thought of it, it happened. Which I do believe you do need to put things out there. But, like, dude, there's a lot more things that need to happen. And in this one, it was great to see him do this seminar and break people down. Like, if you watch one of the people is very kind of just suicidal depressed.
Yeah.
And
it's really powerful. Yeah.
And what he basically tells the person, and this is what I found to be valuable, is how old are you? And he says, like, I'm 27 or something. It's like, you think that you need to be at a certain place by the time, like, your age. He's like, but you have a whole life to live. You know, like, you're probably setting goals that might be too, you know, too far ahead of where you need to be. And what I took, the value that I always take from this is set smaller, achievable goals and then reset some new goals versus, because there's too many people in this world because of the world that we live in that people are like, I'm going to be a millionaire by the time I'm 30, which I think is the stupidest thing to say. It's great to say it, maybe have the vision, put it out there. But the reality is, like, not everybody is going to be that. It's not because people don't put it out in the world. It's not because they don't believe it. It's not because they don't say it. It's just set something that's more achievable and then build up to that and see where it's at. So that's where it's – but in the meantime, Ashley.
Yes, in the meantime. So whatever you're watching, you guys, thank you for joining us here on AfterBuzz TV's main channel. We love you guys so much, and we want to thank you for helping us to become the ESPN of TV Talk. So make sure you are subscribed to this channel right now. If you aren't, hit that subscribe button. And we have lots of other channels which are on some side of your screen, left maybe, the right, that you can subscribe to as well, such as, Rick, which channel are you over on tonight?
AfterBuzz TV Comedies.
AfterBuzz TV Comedies. Mm-hmm. And what about you?
Mostly just here.
No, but you're just on Popcorn Talk.
Popcorn Talk,
yeah. Our sister station.
We also have a fun Red Carpets channel where you can see some interviews where I actually talked with Maria on the red carpet last week at the Beverly Hills Dog Show. So whichever one you want to subscribe to, make sure you subscribe to at least one of our channels so you can stay in tune with all the cool things that we've got going on for you. And if you're worried about those notifications, don't be. You can totally turn them off. But most importantly, you'll be able to see the newest stuff that's coming from us as soon as you subscribe and leave us comments saying that you did so. We love you so much. Thank you for subscribing.
And everything else that is on Netflix. Ladies, you both watched, which I understand. This is a revisit, maybe a hidden gem. You know, Bend and Snap.
The Bend and Snap.
Legally
what?
Blonde.
Like, it's hard?
Legally Blonde.
The Bend and Snap. This must have just dropped because as soon as I saw it on my queue, I was like, Legally Blonde!
Yeah.
Go ahead, Amy. Talk to us.
This is a way of life.
A way of life. Okay,
yes,
keep going.
It's so freaking quotable. It's inspiring.
Starring Reese Witherspoon.
With her spoon and with all her talent, I'd have to say. Yeah. It's just as amazing as I remember it being when I, you know, first watched it.
18 years ago.
Stop it.
This movie released in 2001, y'all.
Stop. No.
And Reese Witherspoon looks like she's only aged about 5 years.
I know.
Since
she looks
then.
Just
she looks
as fantastic.
It's amazing.
It's a classic. I started this movie and I was like, uh-oh, wait a second. Is this going to stand up to the like feminist standards that I have now? And I'm like, oh, yeah. It totally does. They're totally calling standards out right on their face. And she's just unapologetically feminine. And it's actually really, really delightful and enjoyable to watch.
And, you know, looking right now at the director, Robert Luketic. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right.
Rob Luketic, yeah.
Yeah, so he also directed Monster in Law, The Ugly Truth, which I also really like.
But you also kind of like Monster in Law.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but The Ugly Truth, yeah, yeah. I think The Ugly Truth sometimes gets a bad rap because of Katherine Heigl.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's interesting because I feel like this is, like I said, it's very quote-worthy. It's like up there for me with Mean Girls. And it's like, you can throw these lines out there like no problem. And even from the first, like you said, you know, it's still very feminist, you know, from the first few scenes, you're like, yeah, like she is going to go be a freaking lawyer. She's going to go to Harvard Law School. Like she can do anything. And then I have to say that when she's studying for those LSATs, she made it look so much fun and like the greatest thing in the world.
No, that that's not.
I remember studying in school and I was like, if Elle can do it, I can do it. So thank you, Elle, from all of us.
Oh, well, it's a classic. Stands the test of time.
Another classic in certain people's realms, and I've got a good story after Ashley Chaney talks about it. The Notebook.
The Notebook. This is, I have like three movies that I go to when I need a good cry.
Okay.
Like when I need, it's a P.S. I Love You and The Notebook when I'm like, I really need to cry. I can't think of my third right now, but those two for sure. And I've been searching Netflix forever for The Notebook. So I'm so glad that it's finally out because
keep in mind, this is something that dropped on Netflix and in the UK.
Yes.
Somehow they had the wrong version. Or like they had a version with the wrong ending.
No.
Completely different.
Yes.
People went ape.
That's what I was looking
They went
what
ape.
What was the ending?
And
it was something about the, like awakening.
No, I know because I don't want to spoil it. I don't want to spoil it on here. The people that haven't seen it.
But I haven't
I'll tell you.
You haven't seen The Notebook?
No, I have, but I haven't seen that
ending.
I'll tell you about it after this.
I'll tell you about it after this. You can go look it up if you're curious, though, because it's definitely online.
Follow us on Twitter, too.
I just don't want to have any spoilers in case you really want to go to The Notebook. Otherwise, you'll be really angry at this panel, but
This movie came out the year I graduated high school. So this came out in 2004. This movie's 14 years old, and I still remember watching the VMAs when Rachel
Ryan
Adams
Gosling
and Rachel
Gosling McAdams like recreated.
Yeah, it was like the thing.
That run. Oh, I just got chills.
Some fun facts is they actually, for the longest time, just like Jennifer Grey and Patrick Swayze in Dirty Dancing, they actually like once they started shooting it, they hated each other.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
It hurts my soul to
hear
that.
But then they dated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But Jennifer Grey and Patrick Swayze didn't date.
No, but they hated, but like they initially hated each other from before, did Dirty Dancing, and then just had that incredible chemistry.
Wow, yeah.
So.
Yeah, their chemistry was. And oh, P.S., if you want some auxiliary content for this, you should watch Rachel McAdams' audition for The Notebook on YouTube. It's a classic.
So good.
Okay. So, Amy, who is in our chat?
Well, people are a little quiet today. But
it's because I'm telling you, 7 p.m.
It's all right. So we got a couple people. Yash Srivasta.
Ooh, new. Thank you. Welcome.
You, right?
Hello.
And then, you know, Star Drew.
Hey, Star Drew.
Star Drew, what's up? Of course, Star Drew. Always appreciate that you're watching. And I know, I think you're from Canada, so just...
Sorry about
never
the
Never mind my joke, but I talked to you about curling, right? I talked it up. I talked it up, so you know. Okay, guys. And in Netflix news... There's a book series that's been out for a long time called The Babysitter's Club.
Yes!
Yeah, as if it's not like a world famous book
Netflix is turning it into a TV series.
As
it
should.
On their platform.
It was already a TV series. Babysitter's Club was already a TV series. So this is a remake.
Because this is how Ashley Chaney learned how to try to be a babysitter.
This is how I thought I was going to take over my neighborhood. I was going to be the boss babysitter. And I actually did have a lot of clients, but it didn't didn't work out long term for me.
Well, that's all right.
I needed a club. I needed a babysitter's club.
Exactly. We should start our own.
When does this? Do we know when it comes out?
Not yet.
Okay.
They just announced that it's gonna.
I know.
This is where it's gonna be. But also some controversy, and we've talked about this over a period of time since we first started. Is there's been controversy that Steven Spielberg has been kind of trying to ban or being vocal about no streamers like Netflix at the Oscars.
Yeah. I've heard that this is literally not even true. Like,
right. It's, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. There's some controversy that he's saying it versus not saying it.
There are no direct quotes from him. So I'm like, guys, let's calm down. Everything's fine. Let's just stop. Mm-hmm. That's it. So
I have to believe that Steven Spielberg is about filmmakers first, period, whatever platform they're on. Yeah. I believe he would support
No, and that was and that's kind of Netflix's stance is just that, you know, we're just trying to give out content to the people and, you know, right, people that are creating, they may not, and just like being like voices being heard. And, you know, unfortunately, like, theatrically, there's only so many releases.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's expensive. So, super expensive. This is such a more accessible way to get content out to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes, like, I don't even want to go outside.
Yeah, me either.
It's cold or rainy or both.
We love Netflix. That's the way we do the show. But, I mean, exactly. But it also leads into our top three upcoming releases, which the big, big release coming up on the 13th is Triple Frontier. I've been waiting for this one for a while.
Yes.
But, like, Ben Affleck is in this. Mm-hmm. Oscar Isaac is in this. Movie stars. I mean, Oscar Isaac, you know, Star Wars, you know, Ben Affleck, Batman. I mean, so, and there, and this is
Ex Machina.
Exactly, Ex Machina. But this is Netflix, which I want to say Netflix has only had some, like, really big theatrical type movies. There's Roma, Bird Box, and Bright. Yeah. Are the ones that come to my mind in terms of things that, wow, shouldn't this one be in a theater versus, Netflix picked it up.
Dumpling. I mean, they had Jennifer Aniston. That was a big movie.
Yeah, but Dumpling, Dumpling.
I would have seen that in theaters for sure.
Dumpling? It was a good movie, but that one's give or take. Like, that could have been straight to video in some other realms, so.
Triple Frontier. that's the movie that Ben Affleck was on when he and Jennifer Garner split.
Okay.
I believe.
And then we've got Arrested Development 5B, which I'm assuming that Steve Kaufman might cover next week when he's back. Mm. And Queer Eye Season 3, which I know Amy Cassandra Martinez will be covering when she's back.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
And finally, big news. Hey, guys, next week will be my last episode on this panel, so make sure to tune in. But in the meantime, Amy Cassandra Martinez, where can everybody find you?
Crying.
Yes. On all social media at Amy Cassandra MTZ.
Guys, you never wanted to talk to Rick anyway, so just talk to me online. Find me everywhere at Ashley on Camera, and I'll talk to you there.
Yeah, when they say they're crying, those are tears of joy. Yeah. And you guys can find me on all social media at Rick Hong, R-E-C-K-H-O-N-G. But I will be here next week at 7 p.m. By then, your clocks will be like whatever. But in the meantime, if you miss me that much, you can catch me in about 15 minutes or 10 minutes. After Buzz TV Comedies, One Day at a Time, Season 3 After Show. Next week, guys.
Have a good week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to After Buzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.